your leadership is no longer an issue after the last two polls?
Yes, I am.
Do you expect it to come up at all in the caucus meeting?
Pardon?
Do you expect it to come up at all?
No, I'm not.
What about the issue of Brian Connell and his future in the caucus? What do you have any plans for that?
Look, that's a caucus discussion, and we'll cover that at some later date.
But when you say it's a caucus discussion, is it on the agenda today?
No, it's not on the agenda.
Will you be talking about caucus discipline in terms of people speaking?
Look, I don't want to speculate on what we talk about in caucus. The primary function of today's caucus is to discuss a major discussion paper on the environment. And that's the main focus of the discussion.
And you'll have this as a reference.
I'll be making my views on that very clear. I've made a statement to the media on that point. I'm making that very clear.
You've been quite concrete with views that you've been holding for the last few months.
There was nothing illegal done by the Exclusive Brethren until the revelations on Friday night. I think they crossed the line at that point, and I made my view on that very clear indeed.
So no more private meetings then, is that what you're saying?
No more private meetings with the Exclusive Brethren.
Have you come under any pressure from colleagues to distance yourself to be quite firm about National's role with Exclusive Brethren?
One caucus colleague rang me and expressed some concern about my comments on agenda, but basically I came to my own conclusion on that. I was very happy talking to them as with anyone else. I talked to a wide range of groups, but frankly they crossed the line by using private investigators to spy on ministers and their spouses.
Do you recognise the political risk that they pose to the National Party?
Well, clearly, I don't want to be associated with anybody whose activities are underhand and of the kind we're talking about.
Would not the election come to that conclusion too late, though, Dr. Brattle, for your caucus colleagues?
Wait a minute. There was nothing illegal or underhand in what they did during the election.
What about the brochure campaign and on this one and the smear campaign? Isn't that underhand?
The police investigated that and found nothing inappropriate.
Why did it take you 4 days after the private investigator allegations broke? Why did it take you 4 days to decide not to meet the Brethren?
Excuse, we've got a meeting to get to.
Look, I made it very clear that from time to time members of the Exclusive Brethren do come up to me at meetings and shake my hand. I'm not going to shake your hand.
But on Saturday you were saying that you'd still have private meetings with them. That was the day
well,
after we...
I'm very clear I'm not doing that in future.
You're talking about private life in caucus?
Private life in caucus?